Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to everyone who are here in person, those who are on Zoom. You hear me? Am I on mute? No, I'm fine, actually. Great. Okay.
Is your speaker on so that they can...
It's supposed to be. Yeah, it is.
Okay, good.
So everyone should feel free to ask questions. We started last week with Rabbi Anstandig's terrific introductory shir about Rov Karov. Rov Karov, although it is part of Perek Shini Abata, which is primarily a perek that discusses Hilchos Shcheinim. This is not a Hilchos Shcheinim topic at all. The Mishnah actually discusses Hashavas Aveda, but the concepts of Rov and Karov usually don't come up regarding Shcheinim. It comes up regarding Yisur Ve'eter, Tarovot. And let's delve into this. So yeah, we're going to see some basic Chakiros regarding Rov and Karov. Is it a Beirur? Is it Hanhaga, a way to determine reality, or it's just a way for us to just do something to how do we call it? Impose a legal solution without actually figuring out what the reality is. Let's delve into the sugya. But beforehand, there's a small idea in the Tosfot that the Rosh Hashanah brings up, and that is the concept of achrat sfekot mekom sheyesh lavarer, that in the case you have a safek, we use all these kind of instruments. We use rov, we use karov. And the question is, do we use it all the time? Or maybe we should just try to figure out the reality by looking what's happening. So let's see in this sugya. So in source number one, the Mishnah tells us, we read it throughout the week and also last week, Nipur ha-nimtza betoch ha-mishim amah, if you found this bird inside 50 amos of a coop, hareu shebala shovach, it belongs to the owner of the closest shovach. Chutz v'chamishim amah, if it's outside of the 50 amos of the shovach, hareu shel motzo, it belongs to the person who finds it. Why does it belong to the person that finds it? Says the Tosfot in source number two, Chutz v'chamishim amah, hareu shel motzo, dazlinan bataruba de alma. If we go according to the majority of the world, beyond 50 amos, there's no longer the concept of karov. And that is a pshat. So we go according to the majority of the world. And the majority of the world, we don't know who is the exact owner. It's someone around the world. So because of that, there's no Hashavas Aveda, and you could take it to yourself. There is this famous concept, halacha concept, that we don't go regarding monetary issues according to the rov. Let's say I'm a very spoiled child, and the majority of toys in the world, I own them. I have the majority of toys in the world. And now I see you holding a toy, Rav Jared. And I say, your toy is mine. Why? Because the majority of the toys in the world belong to me. So it has to be that your toy also belongs to me. So maybe I can now say this is my toy. The answer is no, because ein olchim monachar rov. You don't use this instrument of rov in the case of a muchzak. And since a person is holding that toy, he's holding that thing, so you cannot say this belongs to me because of the rov. So why is it that here, if I now find this bird, I could take it to myself, because I'm saying there is this concept of rov, it belongs to the rest of the world and not someone specific, so I could take it to myself and not maybe keep it or try to find the owner. Look, here there's no chazaka against the rov. As I said, I can't use the instrument of rov to take away the toy that you're holding, because you have you're a muchzak, you have a chazaka. Rov cannot take the muchzakut, the chizkas mamen, but here there is no muchzak. No one now is actually holding the bird, no one is claiming bailus on the bird and saying that it belongs to him, it's not in his hand. So in that case, you could go according to the rov. So in that case, asks the Tosfot, Vim Tomar, Beperek Elu Metziot, Rabbanan, Rabbanan, Ben Elazar, Te'amu Be'afilu Be'ir Sherubah Kutim, Chayav Lachiz. You find a lost item with a siman, in a city that the majority of the city are non-Jews. And without getting into political questions, the halacha is, there is no Hashavas Aveda in the case of non-Jews, even if there is a siman. Of course, it's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, and you hear frequently in Israel and other places that a person found this bag with hundreds of thousands of dollars, and he retrieved it to the Bailim, but Mi'ikar Adin, strictly speaking, there is no chiyuv to do Hashavas Aveda. Again, I don't want to be political. It might be even an Israel to do that, but never mind. That's a different issue. I don't want to be political. So in that case, we say that it belongs to the majority of the Kutim, and there's no Hashavas. So in that case, In that case, you still have to be machriz in the case of the town which is ubakutim. And the Tosfos is asking, wait a second. The majority are non-Jews. We know that with non-Jews there is no chiyuv of a Shabbos Aveda. Amai lo azim v'taruba kivan deleka chazaka devamona. Wait a second. There is no muchzak. So, and there is the rav of the non-Jews. Take it to yourself. Because in the case where there is no muchzak, there's no chezkas mamen, go according to the majority, and the majority are the non-Jews. And in that case, you don't have to be machiz. You don't have to now, how do you say lachiz in English? To announce that there is this aveda. So answer the Tosfot. I'll tell you why. Yeshmar de tekanat chachamim. There is a derabanan decree, tekanat chachamim, kedei lekayem mitzvat hashavat aveda, keivan deachol itbarer al edei achaza. Why are you now going into lumdus? Rav, chazaka. Wait a second. Just ask, who is the Bailim? There's a very easy way to ask who's the Bailim. There is a siman. You can now investigate who is the real Bailim because of that. And because, kivan sheachol itbarer al edei achaza, imi shel Yisrael. So in that case, you have to now announce, and the Israeli, the Jew, he is a Talmid Chacham, he knows that you have to announce, because of that there is no Yeush, and that's why you have to retrieve it. So again, the question was, why don't we go according to the Rav, and to take it to yourself? Answers Tosfot, there is this rabbinical takana, that because you could actually figure it out, because you actually just could ask questions, who is the Bailim? So don't go according to the Rav, in the case that you could figure it out by announcing and asking who is the Bailim. Okay, that is the Tosfot. There's a short Rashash that I presented to the Avreichim and those who are learning this week. That he gives kind of a riddle. And the fun thing with commentators like the Rashash, they give just a few words, a few sources. And you have to try to figure out what he actually means. So let's try to solve this riddle together. In source number 3, the Rashash says, "Lichora dina hachihu, kidimuga bepsachim, evanat kine leshare, uvatosfot, veishuchanaruch, uvedea." Is the question clear? Obviously. And then he answers, "Veishlamar, dehainu, davka lafku mechazaka, kumo shalom amagen avam sivan tafnun zain, sivtan dalid." Beautiful. So let's try to understand this Rashash and see the sources that he mentions. So he says, as far as I manage to understand, he asks, according to Tosfot, Tosfot said, you want to know why you should announce the case of the Siman with the town has a majority of non-Jews? Tosfot says, it's a rabbinical takana, takanat chachamim. The Rashash asks, a rabbinical takana? Lichora dina hachihu. This is not a rabbinical takana. This is me'ikar adin. This is the halacha in every single place, even in a deraisa level, even in a biblical level. You have to figure out. If you could figure out things, you have to ask, you have to try to figure things out. Where do I see it? I see it, among other places, Rei Shulchan Aruch Yoredea. What's happening there? In the case of Shulchan Aruch Yoredea, in source number 4, so we learn who is a person who is kosher to be a shochet. Who is a person who is allowed to be a shochet? So the Shulchan Aruch says, everyone are ksheirim, and the Shulchan Aruch Yoredea says, Afilu eme kirim oto shemuchzak lishchot. This is the third paragraph. Afilu eme kirim oto shemuchzak lishchot shorit alef. Vegam ein yodim bo shumuchet. You don't know if this person really is a certified shochet. You don't know where did he get his ksav shchita. Viyodei achot shchita. Mutar litelo lechatchila lishchot. Why? Rov haregilim mishchotem b'chizkan mumchim u'muchzakim. If you see a person with confidence shechting an animal, he has a kippah on his head, most chances that he went to some kind of yeshiva and he learned the halachas and he knows what to do. So in that case, if you see a person, he's a kosher to be your shochet. And whatever he shechted is kosher. But so you can rely on the rav, you can rely on the majority of those who are shochetim, the most chances are mumchim and muchzakim. במה דברים אמורים, says the Shulchan Aruch, בשינו לפנינו. When can you rely on his shechita? When he's not here. You see here a bunch of pieces of meat on your Yom HaTzmaut barbecue, and you see there that they have a flag, and all the meat was shechted by Rabbi, whatchamacallim. Remember whatchamacallim? So in that case, he shechted it. He's Jewish, he's religious. Okay, so it's fine. It'll be okay. But if he's still here, that's probably What should we call him? Go ask him. But in that case, if he's here, go ask him, excuse me, where did you learn? What is halacha here? What is halacha there? Figure it out. If you could figure things out, you have to make sure that indeed he is okay. So from this source, among other sources, you see that even though you have this concept of rov, you can use the rov saying that the majority are certified shochatim. But if you can figure it out, if you can just check it, ask questions, if you could levarer, so go do it. So ask the Rashash, why is the Tosfot saying that you should be machriz because of the takonas chachomim? The rabbis decided, no, this is meikir adin. Every single time that you could actually figure things out, you have to do it. It's not only the takonas chachomim regarding Hashem Saveda, it's every single place. So that's the question, lichora dima hachihu. That's the question of the Rashash. This is meikir adin, not a special takana regarding Hashem Saveda. If you could, even though you have a rav, go figure things out, ask questions. Don't say, listen, you have rav, if chazaka, he's here, ask him. So why is the Tosfos saying only tekanas chachamim? So here the Rashash carries on and says, davka lavkui mechazaka kmo shekatev Magen Avraham. What is the Magen Avraham talking about? In source number 5, regarding Bdikas Chomets, we're still between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So according to some poskim, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, you still say a bracha mutzeich min aretz on matzah, according to the great shir that was given last week at Shar Tefila. So the Shulchan Aruch says if a person now rents a house from someone, he doesn't know if the house was checked or not checked. If they did their bdikas chametz, imu ba'ir sholoyim b'dko. If he's in town, the owner, ask him. If he has a phone, call him. If he has an email, send him an email. Imu no ba'ir, but if he's not here, chizkato baduk. The chazak is that it is okay. Says the Magen Avraham, why do we have to ask him if he's in town? Says Magen Avraham, "Delo sabchina na chazaka hechadika levaruri." That you don't rely on any chazakas that this was already checked, because you could ask him every single time. You could ask, check it. But so that's why you have to ask him. But he says, in certain cases, we see that you don't have to ask. Like yudchet refot, if you have now a shefted animal, you don't have to check afterwards if there's treifas in every single part of the body. Why? Hatam lo alo meolam chizkat refot, aval hacha kol hashana ya bechizkat chametz uvechizkat baduk. Ata ba lo tzim lechizkat chametz, lo sabchin alei lechatchila. Says again a very important thing. When is it meikar adin? When is it the chiyuv to check and figure things out and don't rely on chazakas and don't rely on rov or other things? When you're going against a chazaka. This house, this entire year was full of chametz. It had cookies, it had pitas, it had bagels. It was full of chametz. So now you want to say, well, chazaka tells me that most chances it is now without chametz. Wait a second, you're not relying on a chazaka against a different chazaka. So in that case, you have to figure things out if you can. If you can ask him, you have to do it. But if there isn't any chazaka against, me'ikar adin, you don't have to ask him. Only in the case that there is a chazaka against you, like in the case of the house of the chametz, so only then you have to figure things out and ask questions and don't rely on chazakas. But when there isn't any chazaka against you, you could rely on the chazaka. Says the Rashash, that's why Tosfot says it's a takonas chachomim in Hashem HaSaveda. Because in the case of Hashem HaSaveda, there is no chezkas mamin against you. There is no person holding the Veda in his hand saying this is mine. There is no such person. So you're now are relying on the Rav. You could rely on the Rav without asking any questions. Why do you have to now ask questions? Answer says the Rashash, takonas chachomim. Because here, there is no chazaka, so me'ikar adin, there is no chiyuv to figure things out. Now you have to figure things out. Why? Because of the takanas chachamim. Yes? Is the Rashash clear?
I don't know if this makes any sense, but I wonder if you could also make the argument, the Rashash is bringing down sugyas of the Ruba de Leisa Kaman. Here we're dealing with Ruba de Isa Kaman. So could it be, isn't that Ruba de Isa Kaman a stronger rub? So could it be that because we're dealing with
So, next week we're going to discuss whether Ruben the Issachar or Ruben the Issachar is, which one is better. It is also going to be mentioned, maybe, according, we'll see how much time we have, in source 12, in the Kovitz Shiurim, there he brings that the Shmaitzah says that Ruben the Issachar is better than Ruben the Issachar. Yeah. So we'll see that it's not so simple, but thank you. We're going to get into it. But if I won't manage to get to the Kovach Shulim, please look there. And he says there explicitly that at the Kodesh Shmaitza, Rubi Delezikon is better. Okay, so that is just this Tosfot, which discusses the idea that that even though you have all these ways to figure out things, Chazaka, Rav, all these things that they could actually rely on it, you don't rely on it if you could figure things out. But when is it Beikar Adin? Only when it's against the Chazaka. But if it's not against the Chazaka, there is no Chiv Beikar Adin. And only regarding Ashos Aveda, we see that there is this special Tekanas Chachamim. Okay. Back to Rov VeKarov exclusively. So the Gemara in source number 1 said, Omar Rav Chanina, Rov VeKarov Olchim Achar HaRov. You have two ways to answer the question. Where did this bird come from? Where did this nipple come from? From here or from there? On the one hand, you maybe have a karov that says go to the closer coop. And the other hand, you have rov, that the rest of the birds in the world says, Rav Chanina, hulchim achar harov. If you have a conflict between these two ways of measurements, so in that case, go according to the rov. Af agav deruba deoraita vekuba deoraita, filu achi ruba adif. And even though that both of them come from the Oraisa sources, Rav is from Achayavim La'atot, according to Rashi. Kuva is also the Oraisa, comes from the Parsha of Egla Arufa. You have to bring it from the closest city. Nevertheless, Ruba Adif. Rav is better than Karov. If you have a Rav, go according to the Rav. The question is, that I want to investigate today, is why? Why do we go according to the Rav? So last week already, Rav Jared brought the Ritva and the Bach. The Ritva says in source number 7 that the reason why we go according to the Rav, if Shadda Gemara Gamirla, Rav Chanina really doesn't have any Savara whatsoever, any rationale. He just heard it from his rabbi, and his rabbi heard it from his rabbi, and this is the Gemara Gamirla all the way until Moshe Mesinai. This is what he was told, and he's telling us what he learned from his rabbis, that Rav is better than Karov. That is the explanation of the Ritva. The Bach said that the fact that the Torah had to tell us only regarding Egla Arufa, and there is this idea of Karov, teaches us that only here you have the concept of Karov, but in the rest of cases, you go according to the Rav. Last week I asked a question about it, because the conclusion of the Gemara is that Egla Arufa is when there isn't actually a Rav, so it doesn't make a lot of sense. Okay, this is the Bach. This is the Bach's reason why Rav is better than Karov. In source number 9, the Dvar Avraham, Rav Avraham Shapira. This is not the Rav Avraham Shapira, which was previously Chief Rabbi and Rosh Yeshiva of America's Rav, and Chevron alumni, among other things. It is Rav Avraham Shapira, which was the Chief Rabbi of Kovna, the last Chief Rabbi of Kovna. He died in the Kovna ghetto, and he was a tremendous Talmid Chacham, one of Gedol Ador. And we'll see him hopefully also at the end of this year with a beautiful idea on Sefer Omer and Rav, but hopefully we'll get there. And he gives a very, very simple explanation why Rav is better than Karov, but you don't see a lot of svara there. Why it is that? Why is it like that? He says that Rav Avraham had been Rav called Rav Adif. There's no really any fundamental difference between Rav and Karov. They're both actually the same thing. Also, Karov is a certain way. It's also a Rav. It's also going according to the majority. That since this is close, most chances it came from this city. So it's also a Rav. It's kind of a Ruba de Lesa command. That since you found something which is nearby, most chances is that it's closer to there. So also Karov is a Rav. Even have the word Rav instead of the word Karov. No, maybe it's because of that. I really don't know.
Kerov.
What?
Kerov.
Kerov. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's like the Balak, Ve'avta Chakamocha. Yeah, very good. Okay. So both of them are basically the same thing. Karov and Rav are the same thing. Just what? So they're both the same thing. Ela de zeh rak biyechusam zeh lazeh. The thing is that the chances are different between the Rav and the Karov. He gives a mashal, and he says, derech mashal, kiilu haya meuto shel Rav, bemuvan v'shiur itnagdut leberur, kaf lemea. He says, it could be that Rav, so he is 20 versus 80, or 20 versus 100. ומאותו של קרוב, במובן זה למד, and קרוב, the percentages are 30%. So he says, both of them are the same thing. Both of them are going with the same concept that the most chances are that it came from this city, the closer city, or most chances are that it came from the rest of the world, but the chances here are 70%, and the chances here are 80%. So we go with the one with the better odds. That's what he says. So he says there's no fundamental difference. They're both karov, just different odds.
They're both rov.
What did I say?
Karov.
You're right. I wanted to see if you're paying attention. Yeah.
If this is true, shouldn't a stronger karov be a weaker rov? Like if you have 50 birds here and 51 in the other shovach, and you're right next to that shovach, shouldn't this one be?
So that could be a real problem that you see that you have all kind of, because if you're going according to statistics, the statistics could change all the time. You have to have, I don't know where people are doing it with the gambling agencies, but they'll have to decide, listen, here you have 50, and it's also 5 meters. There it's 100 meters, but you have your 51. So I have to now decide. It will change all the time. That's another problem saying this thing, because in that case it changes all the time. The odds will always change. I agree with you. But actually what you're asking is also true even without the Dvar Avram. Rov HaKarov, Rov HaDif. Wait a second. Even if the Rov is only one more than the Karov? Yeah, I mean, but we'll see that according to Sabah Achronim, Rov HaKarov are fundamentally different. So let's see. So in source number 10, we're going to now start learning the Kovetz Shiurim. And this is a Chakira that all the Achronim are actually asking. And this is a Chakira that they ask regarding every single thing that is supposed to be a means of determining something, whether it's a berur or a cha'a. You have this chakir regarding migo. Is migo show me the reality, or just a way for us to impose a legal solution? This is what we do. There's a suffix, we don't know what to do. Do this. Does this actually tell me what is the mitzias? What's the reality? Not necessarily. This is a basic hakir that you have everywhere. You have it regarding rov, you have it regarding chazaka, you have it regarding what?
Bitzua.
Sicha?
Same thing as bitzua.
Yeah. Pshara in the game of Mitzia. Yeah. The chalukah there is a chalukah of chalukah pshara, or is a chalukah that this is the reality? Every single place. You're absolutely right, 100%. This is a chakir that you see all the time. So the achronim ask regarding rov, whether rov is a beru or achra, whether karov is. The Kovetz Shiurim, I'll just tell you his conclusion, then we'll see him inside. His conclusion is that rov, the idea, the concept of rov, that actually determines the mitzias. That when we have this question, where is this coming from? Rov answers the question. It's a berul. It determines the mitzias. The same way that we believe Aidin, that say that this is a person who killed someone. So in that case, you also believe the rov telling us they came from here. It tells us the mitzias. But the idea of karov, he will claim, it's not telling us the mitzias. It's just, if we're stuck, we don't know what to do. You know what? Sheva al taisa adif, kanim sakanaya, it was here. Let's just say it's over there. We really don't know the real answer, the answer of the reality, but we say just carry on and go with the flow. Is the general idea of the chakira clear? Hopefully. Okay. So let's see, the words of the Kovetz Shiurim. The Kovetz Shiurim, he brings his chakira and he brings the nafkamina, that you see regarding Treotrei. יש להסתפק אם ההני קרוב במקום שתי קטעי ידים המכחישות זה את זה. Let's say there's no rov. Yeah, you have your two coops, for instance. And there's no rov. One has 50, one has 50. And now it's close either to here, either to there. But now you have two Aidim coming and say, wait a second, I know this bird. I saw him walking from coop A. And then came two Aidim. They say, I saw this bird walking from coop B. So now you have here this great thing called Edim. And it's two against two. It's tre utre. But the bird is still close to the other one. Would the Karov now tell us, okay, we're going to go to the closer one? Or no? So he says, לכאורה יש לומר, כמו שאמר התוספות ליד מיגו, דה לא מהן למקום תרי ותרי. דה לא עדיף אם אילו היו עוד שני עדים לתרי כמאה. והחינם אילן קרוב. Tosfot says that if let's say the exact same thing with a bird, but one person has a migo. It's exactly in the middle. One person said it belongs here. One person said it belongs there. Two, and there one of the Bible has a migo. Let me go. Says Tosfot, it's worthless. Because regarding edus, regarding witnesses, there's no difference between two witnesses to 100 witnesses. Once you have two witnesses, it's the exact same thing like 100 witnesses. There's no difference. So if you add amigo to the two edim, so what? It's like another ed. It's like another 98 edim. Why should this add anything to the amigo? So because of that, it shouldn't add at all. So he says, maybe, the Kovit Shulim, the same thing regarding Karov, that even though you have your two and two, and it's closer to one coop, we'll still go, we won't go according to the Karov, because it's like Migo. However, says the Kovit Shulim, Avar Matsinu de Chazaka Mahanye Gam Kom Treu Trei. But a Chazaka does help us in the case of Treu Trei. If, let's say there is a Chazaka that this bird came from Coop A. I don't know which chazaka it could be, but there's a chazaka came from Coop B, Coop A. And there have two edim saying it came from A, two edim that say they came from B. The chazaka in that case will determine. Why? The chazaka is not an additional aid, an additional witness, another way for us to determine the reality. Because why? The idea of chazaka is that I don't know the answer. We're still with one big question mark what to do. But the chazaka tells me, since you have a chazaka, what happened in the past will carry on. Go with the chazaka. We're not answering any answers regarding the reality. I have no idea what really happened here. I have no idea. But since you have a chazaka, so he will tell you, go this way. It's not answering the reality. So maybe karov, it's not a birur. It's not something that determines reality. It's a legal solution to go with what's closer. Like a chazaka, who says, go with what was the last case. That's his chakira. So the nafkamina of this chakira is karov, a berur, or hachra'a, is it something that actually determines reality, or just a legal solution, is in the case of treu treu, if you have two edim here, two edim there. That's the chakira. He wants to prove the Kovit Shurim and say that it has to be a chazaka. It has to be like a chazaka. Why? Because I'll try to say about Pe. The Gemara in Chulin asks, how do we know that we go according to Rav? Tosfot asks a simple question. We have a pasuk for chazaka. We know that chazaka works. We also know that ruba vechazaka, ruba adif. That Rav is better than the chazaka. We know that. So in that case, why didn't a pasuk for Rav? Says the Tosfot. Why didn't a pasuk for Rav? Once you have a pasuk for chazaka, kal vachomer, we have also Rav. That's a question of Tosfot. The Rashba answers this question. He says, I'll tell you why. If I didn't have a pasuk tell me that there is this thing called Rav, so I wouldn't know that there is this thing called Rav. So I have to have a pasuk tell me that there is this thing called Rav. But ask the Kovit Shiurim, wait a second, I still don't understand. Because how do you know that Rav is better than Chazaka? Svara. Svara. So what does it help you now having a pasuk that there is a Rav? You're still using a Svara telling me that Rav, it's a rationale thing to say that Rav is better than Chazaka. So why do you know the pasuk? Why do you know the pasuk? Why, how does it help you that you have this idea, of Rav? Because in the end of the day, you'll know that Rav is better than Chazaka because of the Svara. Says the Kovit Shurim, I'll tell you why. Because again, Rav and Chazaka are fundamentally different from each other. Chazaka is achra'ah, hanhaga, a gzerat ha-ketuv. It's an imposed legal solution. And that is what the Torah teaches us. Rav works in a different way. The idea of Rav, of going according to the majority, it is it's something that actually tells us the mitzvah. It tells us the reality. We need a pasuk to give us this chiddush, telling us that, you know, there's more things other than witnesses, more things other than edim, that tell us the reality. Rav. But once we learn that there is this thing, Rav, now I can say with the svara, that Rav Chazaka, Rav Adif. But I couldn't have learned it from Chazaka, because it works totally different than Chazaka. That's his mahalik there regarding Gubba Chazaka. So you have to say, he says, that Chazaka is an imposed legal solution, And Rav is a Berur. So he says, since we have a pasuk for Karov, so once again, why do you need a pasuk for Rav? If I know that Rav is better, it has to be that Karov is exactly like Chazaka. That's what he says. If we have a pasuk for Karov, so in that case again, why do I need any psukim for Rav? It has to be that Karov is like a Chazaka, that it is an imposed legal solution, and we have to have a pasuk for that, and I still have to have another pasuk for Rav, because it works totally different than Karov. Is this clear, more or less? Yeah, kind of?
Does this whole discussion apply to the case where you find a piece of meat in the middle of the street?
100%. Yes, this is Tosfot on the spot.
So what's the chidush for Kenina?
What? No, so
if the Karov would play the same role as Chazaka here, what's the chidush? What's the Avamina? Is it going to be Karov?
You're saying that why do they even have to discuss this thing?
Yeah.
I mean, if Karov is like a Chazaka, maybe that Gufa he wants to tell us that Karov is like a Chazaka? Because without that, maybe it is the exact same thing. It's a very good question you're saying. So if it's working the same thing, everything is obvious. But maybe that's the Chiddush. If you wouldn't have told us that Rav and Karov Huba Adif, maybe I would have thought that Karov is like a Berur. In that case, there's no reason to say why this is better than that. I have no idea why. He's saying this, you have to know that. Why? Because Karov is actually like a Chazaka. Maybe because of that. It's a nice question.
It's a little bit difficult from the Chikot Tarya for the Gemara here. I mean, when the Gemara is bringing the Kushiyot of, for example, the Tirut of Yishevet Ben Ari, and something like that, it sounds like it's a Berur. I mean, it sounds like it's just...
But
not
what?
Not
that Karov is a Berur.
It's not a very good Berur, so we cannot use it now.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we can use it.
No, it could be that in all these cases, they're saying that there is no Karov. That neither is it the Berur. No, there isn't... That by definition, in these cases, there is no Karov. There is no Karov, because it's among... So you can't use this thing called... Sorry, there is no thing... Wait, Shev Narim tells us that there's no Rov.
Yeah.
There is no Rov.
It's a standalone. There's no one...
Yeah.
That's the only place...
Wait, so why is that Raya?
They're unvalidating... You didn't read all the dirty work, right?
No, not...
Yeah. No, but they're unvalidating the Karov in a sense that not because it's a Chazaka, but rather because this bureau is irrelevant.
No. They're saying because there's no Rov in this case.
Okay,
Shev Narim tells us that there is no Rov. It's against the Rav.
Against the Rav.
Well,
so they're saying
there is the Rav. Okay, we'll discuss it next week. So anyways, so the conclusion, I'm skipping here about the Kovet Shiurim, but the conclusion of the Kovet Shiurim is that the reason why Rav is better than Karov, I'll tell you why. It's not both of them the same thing like Rov. It's not a Gemara Gamira. The reason is because fundamentally Rov and Karov are different. Karov is an imposed legal solution. It's like a Chazaka. It doesn't tell you anything about the reality. And it's just a way for us to decide what to do in the cases of Sfekot. Rov tells us the Metzias. So if you have something that will actually tell you the Metzias, what is actually here, so in that case, you go according to the Rov. Because if there is something that actually answers and tells you what is the Metziut, so you don't need to use all these things, Chazaka, Karov, because you know the Metzias now according to the Rov. Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost like Aiden.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is.
As opposed to Chazaka, then why can't he use a Rav to invite Simana and some of these books? Like, there, why doesn't Rav override Chazaka Marakama, or Mighty Player of Alabarai? It should override it.
Yeah.
Rav is the room that sees.
Well, I'll ask you, what is better, Aiden or Rav?
Aiden.
So it means that even though it's like Aiden, it's like Aiden. It's not enough of a Berur to take away money.
No, but if Rov overrides Chazaka,
I mean, it's not definite.
It's not definite.
I mean, even though it's
even if the Chazaka overrides Chazaka, so if it overrides Chazaka,
yeah.
Then why would that be two different uses of the word Chazaka?
Yeah, Chazaka's moment is different than Chazaka Meikar.
But Chazaka, when you're holding something, is not.
This is a bit, but of course, it's a very big discussion. What is Chizkat Mamon exactly? Is it like Chizkat Meikara, or is it something else? It's a very big discussion.
Even if it's
Yeah, but even if it's something that determines reality,
right? But that means that
I think the answer is the simple answer will be that even if it's something that determines reality, it's not enough of evidence for us to take it away.
The reason why
we have to have something more. Yeah.
The reason why it's hard to defeat Hazak when someone is holding something isn't because possession means you had a right to it. It's just that it's hard to take something away from somebody else. But it's hard to justify taking something away from somebody. It's not that I Konami has a lot to say about this, but the idea that we say isn't because Cheskes Mari means it's his. It just means that it's hard for us to take things away from you. Yeah, you need a higher standard of proof than what Rov is providing.
Yeah, so it is proof, and that is the chiddush of Rov. Acherim la'atos. That you can know reality according to this. But of course, even though you can know reality according to the Rov, Eidim is better. Is always better. Okay? What?
I don't know. We're now having a side conversation. The whole concept, let me see if I'm getting your comment correctly. We're generally saying Ein Hochina B'Mamon Achar HaRov.
Yeah.
Is that... Hold on. No, so the first question that we're asking when it comes to Mamon is, does someone have a Chazakah here?
The first question is
a Chazakah. Reuven's got Chazakah, okay, so he's going to win. The question is, let's say there's no Chazakah anymore, so now we're going to go down to... Okay, so the question is... Who's Rov versus
Rov will determine.
Rov will win. So the first question is there Chazakah? No Chazakah? Okay, now let's throw it down to the next level, which is Rov versus Karov. Who's Rov? A or B? Rov is... Okay, so A is Rov. A gets it.
Now your question is, if Karov is...
plays the role of the Chazakah, or we already...
If it plays the role of Chazakah Meikara, it's a different Chazakah. It's not Chazakah Smomen. It's like Chazakah Meikara, which means that what happened in the past, we carry on with it. It's a different Chazakah. It's not like Chazakah Smomen, Chas V'Shalom. It's not like Chazakah Smomen. Sometimes it is, maybe, but we'll see that. So that is the answer of Rav Chaim Wasserman. And he says that the difference between Rov and Karov is, why is Rov better? Because Rov is a Beru, it tells us the reality. Chazakah tells us what to do when you are Misupak. When you are in doubt, it tells you carry on with what happened in the past. That's why Rubav Chazakah Rubav Adif. That's his answer. That's why Rubav Chazakah Rubav Adif. That's also why Rov Karov Rov Adif. Reb Shmuel Razovsky, Prime Minister Rosh Yeshiva. So he wanted to say maybe the same thing. He says that obviously Karov is like a Chazakah. He calls it like a Chazakat Kalim Sakan Haya. I brought in the source sheet in the sources in the beginning of the week to see a certain Ktzot. The Ktzot mentions a Ramban that the idea of Karov is that if I now see on the table of Rav Jared, sorry, all the examples are with you, but you're the closest, you're the Karov to me. So I have to just talk about you. And I feel bad to talk about Mr. Karoli. But, so let's say on your table there is something. So is there now a suffix? This belong to you. It's about the why should I even have a suffix? Kanimsa, it's in your territory. It's in your house. It's in your table. This is yours. Why should I even have a suffix? So says Reb Shmuel that Karov has to be like a kanimsa kanaya, which means that why do I even have a suffix? There is mehechi tasi this topic. Why should I even have any questions? Who is the Bailim? And it brings the proof from the end of the sugya and Kavdad Amudalev. That's Ramban there. If there are grapes inside the vineyard, it's not Karov. Everyone will agree this is a place because Karin Sakaraya. That's the idea of Karov. Saying, why are you even asking a question who belongs to you? It's close to you, so it must be yours because it's close to you. That's his idea. So he says, Karov is not a Berur, but it's also some kind of Hachra'ah. Some kind of. And maybe Rov is better because Rov is a Berur. But he says, Rov cannot be a Berur. He has strong evidence from the Tosfot Rosh in Baba Metzia that Rov, going according to the Rov, is not a Berur. Please forgive me for the, maybe it's a bit complicated this year, but I think it's worthwhile. See that in the second paragraph, that you see from the Gemara Baba Metzia that Rov is not a Berur. It doesn't tell you the reality. Actually, see the footnote. In the footnote I brought here is proof, actually. Regarding Maaser Behema, we know that if you have a bunch of lambs, so you count them, and the tenth one becomes Kadosh, it's Maaser Behema. So how do you do it? You have your dir, How do we say dirin in English?
Pen. Peril.
What? No, I have three answers.
Corral is fine.
Corral, he says Corral?
Yeah.
Okay, so Corral. You have a Corral.
I mean, there's a fence around them.
A fence around them. They're going out. One, two, three, four. Tenth one, you have put a stripe right in. It's his. Okay, whatever. So we'll have some discussion about that after this year. So you start counting. One, two, three. One that was already outside jumped back in. One of those were already counted. Jumped back in. The Gemara says, "Kulam pturim, kulam pturim." Now there's no longer you can't now do maser bema. All of them are exempted from this idea of maser bema. Why? Says Rashi, "Kulam pturim, otam shebadir pturim mishum zeh meorav." וכל השעבור תחת השבט המרחמנה, ולא שעבר כבר. וכל חד מיני הוא ספק כבר עבר הוא. That there is this Xeris Akosuv, כל השעבור תחת השבט, you have to count those who already those who are now passing, but not person who already passed already beforehand. So, in that case, all of them are now exempted. Yeah? Yeah. No, so now, the fourth, I already counted four. The fourth jumped in. I marked the tenth. I didn't mark yet. Not the marked one. It's like the question afterwards. It's a joke. But anyways, so one, two, three, four. The fourth jumped back in. Now he's mixed between that. And now you can't count. You can't, because maybe there's a person who was already outside. Ask Tosfot. Tema, libatel beruba, v'lichayvu kulu b'maser. You have inside there 1,000 lambs. One who was already counted was outside. He jumped back in. Libatel, you have bitul berov. Now you have a rov. But it's bottle b'shish, bottle b'alev, it's bottle. Libatel beruba. By the way, the answer of Tosfot is, since it's choshu, there is no bitul. But why isn't there a bitul? Go according to the rov. Says Shita Mekubetzes. He brings the Tosfot Rosh. I'll tell you why you can't. Wait, the question of Tosfot is clear, right? Go according to the Rav. I'll tell you why you can't go according to the Rav. Mishum de asiri vaday amar rachmana velo asiri safek. That if you now count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, since you have one annoying lamb inside there, so maybe this is not the tenth. Maybe he was already counted. And even though you have this concept of Rav, but Rav doesn't give you vada'ut. It doesn't tell you exactly the mitzias of what happened. You don't know what happened according to the Rav. Rav helps you and if it keeps the thing a suffix, it keeps the question in doubt, which animal this is, and it all tells you what to do, but there still is a suffix. He is not giving you an answer. He's not giving you a beru. He's not telling you the reality. There still is a suffix. Since there still is what the Rav tells you, go this way because of the suffix. So even though you have a Rav, you see from the Shem Kibetzet, you still have a suffix. It doesn't answer your the Mitzias. Says Shmuel Rozovsky, you see from here that, and it's not only his proof, this is a proof which is brought from many, many achronim, you see from here that Rav is not a Berur. It's not telling you the reality. Because if it would have told you the reality, so in that case, if it would have told you the reality, it would have been a Vadai, not a Safek. There's no more Sfeikos, because it answers the questions, it tells you the Mitzias.
But the Rav itself is a Vadai, or do we have a Safek if the Rav is even the Rav?
No, there is a Rav. There is a Rav. There is a Rav here for sure. But even though you have a Rav, it's still something. Yeah, what do you want to say?
I didn't do this inside, so I don't know. But
there is certainly an Asiris. There's certainly number four is somewhere in here.
Very good. So what you're saying is that there's a difference between Ruba de Ita Kamana and Ruba de Leisa Kamana. What you're saying is a Shev Shmaitz in source 12. Very good. No, Shev Shmaitz says that you can't learn from there regarding the rest of the Rav, the types of Rav, because this is a Ruba Deisa Kaban. You know he's here someplace, so you can't just close your eyes and say, that's it, Rav, it's gone, it can't be. Ruba Deisa Kaban, so even though it's the same percentages, it's still not necessarily here. Just to remind us, what is Ruba Didekaman and what is Ruba Didekaman? Ruba Didekaman is that you have one person wearing glasses and 9 people which are not wearing glasses. So if you'll take a random person, the majority is that this person does not wear glasses. Right? Because 9 people are not wearing glasses, one person is wearing glasses. But if you'll now take 1, 2, 3, 10 people, one of them definitely is going to wear glasses. That's Ruba Didekaman. What would the Idikaman is that there's a statistic. 90% of the population don't wear glasses. And you have here 10 people, you could indeed say one person, no, doesn't have glasses. Second person, also the 10th person, doesn't have glasses. Because he's not necessarily here, the person with the statistics. So here he's saying, Ubud the Idikaman, that case is still a suffix. Ubud the Idikaman is a Vadai. That's the words of the Kovash Yurim. I'm very happy for you. Sorry? Ruba de Ita Kaman is a suffix. Yeah.
In the case of the Master Bema.
Yeah.
That's Ruba de Ita Kaman?
Yeah. Because you have here. How do I know that's what? So in that case, that's why.
The Ruba is a suffix.
Yeah.
The only.
Right, exactly.
That's the point.
Very good.
The point.
Very good.
So
very good.
It's like
a
speaker. You don't know exactly.
What no, it's a speaker. It's
a rope is a speaker as well. You have two speakers.
No, why? Because
you have two speakers.
You have your thousands of behemoth. One just for inside. It's a question. Is this the that or not? Anyway, so
if you have two pieces of kosher meat and one not, they get mixed up.
Yeah. So that's Machlokes Rishonim regarding Bitul Berov. That we'll see next week, the Hashem, is if it's Bitul Berov like Robo Dite Kaman. It might be the same thing, it might not be the same thing. Bitul Berov. There's a Bitul. It became kosher. I think the majority of the posts can say that you could eat all of them.
Yeah.
Some
well,
mistaken.
At the same time.
So that's Machlokes. The spot. Yeah, so that's a question. If you eat separately. Anyway, so that is one way to say, so you immediately said, wait a second, Shmuel, your raya is not compelling. Very good. You know what? Since we have only 13 minutes left, so let's see another reason why his raya is not compelling. But anyway, Reb Shmuel wanted to say that both Rov and both Karov are not a Berur, only an Anhaga, and for some reason Rov is better. Maybe we'll go back to it if you have enough time. Because I just want to see the Dvar Avram, because as I said before to Reb Jared, this is one of my favorite Blumdus's ideas that they are. So again, Reb Shmuel's Kasha, he says that Rov is not a Berur because of the case of Maser Behema. That's the case of a Messiah. And it has to be only an Anhaga, an imposed legal solution. The Dvar Avraham gives another Chiluk in the case of a Messiah. Another Chiluk. A totally different Chiluk entirely. And it comes on a piece that he writes regarding Sefira Saomer. So since we're now during times for Sefira, and I felt bad that there's no halacha in this year, so I brought here halacha of Sefira Saomer. A person doesn't know which day it is today. He doesn't know, he sees that it's Yom HaTzmaut, but he doesn't remember, is it Nidche or not Nidche, is it the 20th day, 90th day, he doesn't remember what to do. So what day should he count? Can he count today's Hayom, or 19, or 20 Yom Ba'omer? Can he say that? Can he say something Misupak? That's what he wants to explore. Says the Dvar Avraham, that's his question. Mishav derech hachoka, bein eino yehudim, he forgot the calendar, the date, but he knows it's either the 20th or 19th, what to do? Can he count Misofik? He says in source 13, he gives you the yesod, and with this yesod, he answers many questions. She'ein inan hasfira she'tzi milot hamispar mepiv, אלא עניינה שידע ויוחלט אצלו מדעת ומהחלט המניין שהוא סופר. ובלאו הכי לא מקרי ספירה כלל, אלא קריאת מילות הספירה הוא דהביה, ולא ספירה עצמה. He says, the mitzvah of Sefira Saomer is not to say words. Today, your mitzvah is to say this line, היום 20 יום, שם שני שעוד שעים יבואו. No, this is not the mitzvah. You have to count. And counting means not saying mumbo jumbo. It means understanding what you're saying. Otherwise, it's not counting. Counting is a logic procedure. Knowing what is the previous number, what is the next number. Counting is something you have to know, understand what you're saying. That is Sefira. It has to be, it's a madame duyak. It's an accurate science. It has to be definite. For that reason, the answer is, this is his yesod regarding Sefira Saomer. It's not a mitzvah to say something. The mitzvah is to count. Because of that, he brings a very interesting Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that if you could count in every single language, and if you count in Hebrew, you have to understand what you're saying. And he asks, wait a second, we have plenty of mitzvot that you can say in every language, but and if you say in Hebrew, even if you don't understand it, it's okay. You have a few examples. You have, you have Kriyat Shema, you have Tefillah, you have See in the body, in the footnote, the Mishnah Berurah says, דווקא שמבינים את הלשון, הוא עדין תפילה, ברית המזון, קידוש, וקידוש המצוות והפירות והלל, and if you see, אבל כשאנו קוראים שמה בלשון הקודש, וכן בתפילה, ברכת המזון, קידוש, שר ברכות, אפילו אינו מבין הלשון, if you bench in Hebrew, if you don't understand, you're yotze. If you are saying kiddush in Hebrew, if you don't understand what you're saying, you're yotze. If you're davening in Hebrew, you don't understand what you're saying, you still are yotze. In Hebrew, even if you don't understand what you're saying, it is okay. So what is the difference between Sefira Saomer to all these other things? You could say it in every, they say it in Hebrew, even if you understand the Biur Halacha, by the way, is a very important Biur Halacha, saying why is it that your Yotzeh, all these things in Hebrew, even if you don't understand it? Because he says that Lashon HaKodesh, as opposed to the rest of the languages in the world, is a Lashon Be'etzem. When I say this thing is a kiseh, so this is the divine definition of this thing. What is the word of this thing? A kiseh. In English, what it's called a chair, that's only a skama between us. This is our code between us. If we want to now communicate and try to say the word, this thing, we decide between us, this is a kiseh. But it doesn't really tell us what this thing is. So, Lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't understand, you said the right thing. Anyway, that's something else. B'chomikis, why is it that Sefirah Saomer, you have to understand what you're saying? Because all these mitzvah that I mentioned, Sefirat HaOmer, Kriyat Shema, davening is a mitzvah be'amira. You have to just say something. You have a certain text, three times a day, say this text. After saying Kriyat HaMazon, say this text. Kiddush, Friday night, say this text. Sefirah Saomer, it's not saying a text. You have to count. And counting, you have to understand what you're doing. Otherwise, it's not counting. Yeah, I remember once as a kid, I heard a book, Sideways Stories from Wayside School of Louis Sacker. So there was a kid that didn't know math. He used to count 20, 40, 50, 3. And it was right. It was 3. But if you don't understand what you're saying, it's just big balagan. This is not counting. You have to understand what's happening here. That's the idea of Sefirah Saomer. So because of that, he says, you cannot also do anything misophic. This is the fourth and the fifth day. That's not counting. Counting means that you know exactly what day you are. It has to be mukhlat. It has to be definite. That's why if it's a suffix, you cannot say, I don't know which day it is today. It's either this or that. So in that case, you didn't count. Counting, sorry? That's why he says we don't count Yom Tov Sheni Mikvah Megolus. We are now in Chutz La'aretz, soon back, that's back in Israel, and although we have Yom Tov Sheni with every single Chag, but regarding Sefirah Saomer, we don't have. Why is it? Says the Dvar Avraham, because of that very reason, because you can't count misafek. Counting has to be something which is definite. That's his answer. He says the Dvar Avraham in page 5, that you learn from that case of Tosfot Rosh, that when he falls in, when the lamb jumps back inside, so you can't count because it's still a safek. Wait a second, Rav doesn't determine the mitzias. He brings a few cases that Rav definitely determines the mitzias. For instance, in order to determine if someone is a mamzer, so he has to be mamzer, wait a second. I don't exactly remember how he played it on, but for instance, mamzer has to be definite. He says, always you could say that there's no definite mamzer because all of us are not mamzerim because of Rav. How do you know? According to Halacha, we know that a Jewish lineage, according to Rav, that the Rav is that the couple who are married, that is their child. So in that case, you can always say that there's no definite mamzer because always maybe you have the Rav telling us that maybe you have the Rav telling us that this is the father, but you always have someone telling us who's not the father. So maybe it's not definite. Maybe every single mamzer is mutter. So you see that Rav is actually definite. That is point. So what is the difference between that and Shittim Kubetzes? So the answer the Shmaya says is also good over there. But the answer he says, because in that case of Vav Mitzieh, you need to count. Sfira has to be something which is 100% Vadai. There's no lumdus in counting. In counting, it has to be something which is absolutely correct. It's a Madam Meduyek. It has to be 110% correct. So in the case of counting, you cannot rely on Rav. Rav does give you the answer, usually. It is a Berurah Mitziyut. It tells you the Mitzias. But In the case, you have to have something which is absolutely certain, absolutely valid, like counting. In that case, you can't use Rav. Because Rav has to be, because counting has to be something which is 110% without any mistake whatsoever. Okay?
So the beer can't make it vadai?
No. No, it can't, because since you know that there is one there over there, so you're still counting, it's not enough. It has to be mukhlat. So the same thing regarding Sefiras HaOmer, that has to be definite. Also there, the counting has to be definite. So maybe that we usually we use Rav telling us the Metzias, but since it's not definite, so it's not. So since the counting has to be 100%, 10% definite, that will be okay. That won't be okay. Is that clear? So that was regarding the Tosfot Rosh there. So again, so according to the majority of poskim of Rishonim, Rav is a berur. We had this question from the case of the lambs jumping back inside. So what answer was that case is Hobo de Itakaman, and that is true. It can't be the Metzias because there is one here. You can't deny reality. But another answer could be that case is counting. The case of counting, it has to be 110% definite, even more than the regular vadai that the Rav can provide you. So back to the Reb Shmuel, and I'll just conclude with this because I have 3 more minutes left. So the Reb Shmuel, he wanted to claim that Rav is not a vadai. It is not a berur. It is not something that tells us the reality. So in that case, why is Rav Karov Rav Adif? If we always said that Rav is better than Karov because Rav is a berur and Karov is not a berur, so if we hold that both of them are not a berur, both of them are not telling us the Metzias, why is Rav Adif? So he says, I feel it's a bit hard to understand what he's saying, but he says that you're right. Both of them are an imposed legal solution, but the question is how is it a solution? He says the idea of karov is, as I said beforehand, when the bottle or something is on the table of Rav Jared, is why should I even have any doubts? Why should I even have, there is no question? It's on the table. I'm not taking his pencil, saying, "Hey, wait, so did anyone lose a pencil?" The idea of karov tells us there is no suffix. Why do you even have any doubt? Why should I have any questions? It's over there. There's no suffix. The karov works by saying, "Why is there even a doubt? Why is there even a suffix?" That's how karov works. Rav, he says, works differently. Rav is when there is a suffix, so he tries to be machriya the suffix. He tries to tell you, okay, the Rav will tell you do this because it seems to be like to be like that. Does it tell you the Metzias? It does not tell you the Metzias. I don't know what really happened here, but the Rav tries to provide the answer. Karov tells you why is there even a question. Rav tries to give you an answer. Say, go by this, and we hold that it will be his because the majority is that belongs to him. That's the way Rav works as opposed to Karov. So he says, if Karov usually tells us why to even have a question, because it's nearby, if there is a Rav against you saying, wait a second, there is a very good question, because you have here the majority of the world, that I own the majority of pencils of this color in the world. So maybe there is a question. So once there is a question, Karov is absolutely useless. Because the idea of Karov tells you, why to even ask any questions? If the Rav raises a question, and also gives you the answer, that's why Rav is better. So he says, in the end of the day, both Rav and Karov don't tell you the reality. But this is just a legal solution. But how is it a solution? Usually Karov tells you, don't have any questions, don't have any doubts. Rav gives you a certain answer. And he also tells you, yes, there is a question, there is a suffix, there is a doubt. And because of that, he nullifies the Karov, and there is a doubt. There is a question. In that case, what should you do? Go according to the Rav. That is the idea of Reb Shmuel. So, and that's it for today. I could summarize it, if you don't mind, a few more seconds. So again, Rav and Karov. Why is Rav better than Karov? According to Ritva, Gemara Gemir Elam. Bach, because we saw Karov only one specific case in Egel Arufa. According to Reb Elchanan, because Rav tells you the reality, and Karov and Chazaka are just ways for us to solve problems, but the problem is still here. So if you have something that will actually solve the problem, the Rav, that'll be okay. According to Reb Shmuel, both of them are not telling you the reality. But the question is, how is it a legal solution? According to the Karov, don't ask any questions. The Rav says, ask questions, and here is the answer. But it doesn't tell you anything, vadai, anything which is definite.
Have a Shabbos, everyone. Shabbos.